the Father, Pope Francis, has reminded us, he says, Advent increases our hope, a hope that does not disappoint, because the Lord never lets us down. Now, I had a wonderful experience just coming into your church this evening, not only meeting some of you, some of the familiar faces that I've had the privilege of encountering over my previous visits, but then meeting Musty, the newest member of your community, little baby Elijah, 3 weeks old. So his mom was kind enough to let me hold him. So I got to meet many of you, and then the newest member of the congregation. So, Lila. And isn't that, in summary, our hope? From birth, when life is created, we live together in our mother's wombs, till we approach the twilight of our years and prepare to enter into an eternity with the God who loves us. So wherever we are in our journey, we are grateful to the Lord for bringing us together tonight and over these past few days, those who have been able to partake of the wonderful mission that your parish has been experiencing. Father Ben was giving me some of the highlights today. We had a chance to touch base over the phone, and he spoke of David Walsh and I'm together with high school students, junior high and senior high kids. And then Father Brandon has been a wonderful preacher for those who heard him proclaim, and the pastor in Virginia. And then Kevin Pilon leading in grace worship. And then I think the heart of the mission, your time in adoration of the Lord, and then opportunities for the sacrament of confession and reconciliation. Father was saying that they had four priests and an hour and a half of confessions, and many were partaking of the Lord's love and mercy for us in that good sacrament. So those are incredible experiences of the love of the Lord Jesus, and part of what our mission is in the encounter with the Lord. He also says that you are on fire for the Lord and want to go even deeper. Is that true? Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Good. Who's saying that? That's great. Well, I'd like to offer a couple things for our reflection tonight, and two things that I believe we've already touched when we encounter with the Lord, but whether we're new Catholics or whether we're lifelong Catholics or anything in between, are two great gifts that God gives to us in order to help us on our journey and strengthen us in faith. The first is sacred scripture and God's word, a word that's living and a word that is effective. And since the dawn of time and God's revelation, which means the stripping away of the veil, he has chosen not to dwell in the light inaccessible, but has chosen to reveal himself to us, to invite us to come to know him in a personal way as our God, and ultimately as one God in three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And proposing to us, as Catholics, that we break open God's Word and Scripture, and to take time as often as we can, hopefully every day, take some time to break open God's Word. I know you have Bible studies, I know many of you are immersed in God's Word. If we haven't been, don't be afraid to get your Bible and to begin to read God's Word and listen with an open heart to how he speaks to us. Now, I've been to International Falls, I've been losing track of one. Privilege coming up and being with you. But when I was first named your bishop, came up, I had a card that had ASA, and it had a GPS system. Maybe some of you have those in your cars as well. I might take a wrong turn, and if I go left, and I'm supposed to go right, they would tell me I have left, the plan, out. And that voice always sounds a little irritating, doesn't it? Recalculate. Well, thank God for GPS, it sure has helped me in getting around, and it traces you a new route if you get off of your path. And doesn't sacred scripture, I mean, God's word is so effective for us. It's God's way of getting us back on track. When we waver, sometimes get distant from him. In his word, he speaks to us. And through his word, he reveals to us himself, and it's not a dead word, but it's the living word. So he speaks to us to keep us on track, on a planned route. He retraces, if we get off track, the proper route and our ultimate goal, which is to be with him forever in heaven. Life's journey comes to an end, and God invites us into eternal life, one that will never end, where our tears and sorrows are wiped away, and we live in the presence of the God who loves us with an infinite love. And so sacred scripture is what the church holds out to us to learn in your mission, and I just want to encourage you. We broke it open the word today in the scriptures as beautifully read to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah, which is our staple during these Advent days. And then in the Gospel of Matthew, one of the miraculous stories of the Lord's curing of some blindness. Chapter 9 in St. Matthew's Gospel is filled with stories of healing. It's one after another. Jesus begins the chapter with the healing of a paralytic, and then he raises a young girl to new life. He heals a woman who had suffered for years with a hemorrhage, and he heals the blind man, and then at the conclusion of the chapter, he heals a man who is mute, and he casts out a demon. In between there, as so often happens, he does something else as well. He calls St. Matthew to leave his tax collector's post and come to follow him. So in the midst of these miraculous healings, he calls someone to a prophetic vocation. So it is that the Lord has touched all of you, those who have been participating in this mission, in ways that you know and you experience in a personal way. God's love touches us in the depths of our being, and he frees us from things, our anger, our revenge, our desire for things, material things, other than things of God, whatever commandment it is. The Lord wants to free us so we can find him. And the healings in the scriptures are the ways that God touched those people and brought them new life in him, and then kept them on their path. So we break open God's word in the scripture tonight. Also, I think the other offering that I have is something you can ponder, and that is the Lord's real presence and Eucharistic adoration. It flows from our participation in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and flows into it, because our adoration of the Lord and the Eucharist draws us more deeply into what we refer to as the Paschal Mystery, the Body and Rise of Jesus. And we can't help but, when we're in the presence of the Lord, to feel his presence, to know his presence, to be surrounded by his love. It's a presence through which saints are made, sinners are reconciled, vocations are found, and as one young person once said to me, hanging around the Holy One makes you holy. So that is so true. I had the privilege a couple months ago of traveling to Poland on pilgrimage. And so we had two busloads of people from our diocese that accompanied me on the pilgrimage, and six priests were along with us. And it was a wonderful encounter with the Lord. It was marked by, as I say, the breaking open of the Word, the meditation on God's scriptures, and also daily celebration of the Eucharist at some phenomenal shrines like the Lady of Częstochowa, famous Black Madonna, Poland, or other Marian shrines, both in the Czech Republic and in Poland. And we felt God's presence, and in a very particular way, encountered it through the love of the now St. John Paul II, because we were following in his footsteps, being able to visit the place of his birth, the parishes where he served, the diocese where he was called bishop, the time when he went back, to encounter at the time the communists, and be able to offer prayers and invoke God the Holy Spirit to go on and bring conversion upon the nation. But one of the things that I took away was the beautiful reliquary that they had at these major shrines. And for those of you who remember his funeral, perhaps watching some footage of that, when he died in St. Peter's, and maybe have a memory of the gospel book. Anybody remember that? It was placed on his coffin. And during the celebration of the Mass at his funeral, the wind came up. And the gospel book opened, and the pages of the gospel began to unfold. And people watching understood that to be the movement of the Holy Spirit. It was like the movement of God turning the pages of the scripture. And that's kind of the image that I hope to leave with you this evening about the two things, the opening or great opening of God's word, and then the reception, staying close to him in the Eucharist. That's where we find the movement of the Holy Spirit, and we can listen to God. Well, they made that image of that gospel book into a beautiful relic. So in these places where St. John Paul lived and worked, there's a silver book of the Gospels, and you can kind of see the artist picking them with the pages opening. And then also on top of one of the pages is a little vial with some drops of St. John Paul's blood. That is the relic. He gave his life's blood as a modern-day witness. And that is a beautiful little relic. Well, for you and for me, right? And as the fruits that we have received through our time at this mission, God is calling us to do the same things. So my challenge for all of you as you continue to receive the fruits God has set you in these days is to stay close to His Word and Scripture. And if you haven't already, try and make an effort, especially during these Advent days, to spend some time with the Lord and Scripture. Second, as you have, I recognize many of your faces, stay close to the Lord in the Eucharist. I've been taking time out of busy schedules to come and spend time in adoration, or certainly our Sunday Mass, or time when we're able, when we're tired, to take the daily Mass, to come to worship God and receive and be strengthened and fed and nourished by Him. It's a delight to be with you this evening. Pray God's blessings upon the fruits of this mission that your parish you individually might be renewed, strengthened with the fervor of God's word and the deeper love of our Eucharistic world.